is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's a new weapon in the fight to detect the cancer that causes the second most cancer deaths in this country every year. CBS's Cammie McCormick has more on the new test for colorectal cancer that's gained government approval.
This requires only a blood sample. It's called Shield, and it's the first blood test approved by the FDA as a primary screening option for colorectal cancer in those 45 and older who are at average risk. Though it's hoped to provide more convenient screening than a colonoscopy, the New York Times reports it has a poor record of finding precancerous growths, and removing those can prevent cancer.
It's not clear how much the test will cost consumers once available. A new abortion law has taken hold in Iowa, outlawing most procedures after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Ruth Richardson of Planned Parenthood.
We are standing by, ready to help patients receive access to care, even if that means traveling out of state.
Clinics in Minnesota are expecting an increase in patients. President Biden's going to use the backdrop of the LBJ Library in Texas to spell out newly proposed Supreme Court reforms. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The boldest idea is establishing 18-year term limits for the nine justices and setting them up in a cadence such that as a justice terms off the bench, a president would be able to appoint a new one every 2 years.
Republicans say the proposals have no chance for passage in the Congress. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer tells CBS Morning she's taken her name out of possible consideration to be the running mate for Kamala Harris.
The vice president has got a great group of people from whom she's going to pick her running mate. And I know that I can be the best ally on the ground in Michigan as a co-chair of this campaign as well. So that is my focus.
Now to Northern California. Clearing brush and fighting the flames of the state's biggest wildfire this year. Thousands have been forced from their homes. This man barely escaped the flames in his car.
I tried to outrun it. I wouldn't have got burned if I wouldn't have rolled down the window to look in the rearview mirror. I was right in the middle of it. I was trying to get it in reverse.
The second round tennis clash at the Olympics saw two greats go head to head. Novak Djokovic beat Rafael Nadal. A day at the beach was anything but relaxing over the weekend along the Rhode Island coast.
Dragonflies. Oh, my God.
A swarm of dragonflies invaded a jam-packed Musquamicut beach over the weekend, sending some people running for cover. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 117 points. The S&P is down a point. NASDAQ is up 22. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A search continues for a pickup truck driver who crashed into the Silver Lake Motel in Kenosha County Saturday night. Despite efforts involving a dog and a drone, the suspect was able to run off. The bond for James Broatsman, a former Racine teacher accused of possessing illicit images of children, was reduced from $75,000 to $5,000 cash. A $45,000 signature bond was also part of the changes put in place Friday in connection with seven felony charges. It'll be hot and humid this week. There's a chance for rain pretty much every day through Friday. The latest coming up in the forecast. A motorcyclist crashed into a school bus on I-94 in Kenosha County, suffering a broken wrist and road rash. A 20-year-old Milwaukee man was cited. There were no kids on the bus. And the city of Racine is offering a $100 incentive for people to participate in creating a comprehensive safety plan. Those who take an online survey will be entered into a raffle for a chance to win a $100 gift card. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Jordan Love on his record-breaking contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL in Green Bay. The Packers held practice in pads as training camp enters its second week. Jordan Love completing a 47-yard pass to Christian Watson on his first day back after signing a contract making him the highest-paid quarterback in NFL history. Love told me the talks began back in May. I asked him what was it like when he didn't have a deal at the start of camp.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been the waiting game these past couple of days. I'm just trying to be patient, but knowing that that is going to get done here soon. But yeah, I mean, right after we got done, you know, my agents FaceTimed me and gave me the news and broke to me. So it was a very special day hearing that, and just going through the whole motions of, you know, obviously getting a contract, being able to be here, and then just obviously being able to get back on the field with the guys. So it was definitely a very special day.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Atlanta Braves. Colin Ray on the mound for Milwaukee. Devin Williams back as the closer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making
news and timeless is right here at WRJN. 75, cloudy, and some light showers around the area. It's zombies, time of the season.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you. Like me, has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Here
is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
This is WRJN and you ain't seen nothing yet. Bachman Turner Overdrive. Actually, now I've officially seen everything. Yeah, was watching the opening to the Olympics over the weekend. At first, I was really upset because they're making fun of the Last Supper. And then, oh, no, no. They said, no, no, it's all about Greek gods. I don't care. And I'm not a big fan of the Summer Olympics anyway. And this just kind of pushed it. Mississippi-based telecommunications. I'm sorry, I'm trying to read this and getting it wrong, but it's a Mississippi-based telecommunications and technology company, CSpire, has released a statement saying that they pulled all their ads from the Olympics as the backlash is continuing on that. Come on. I mean, who thought that was a great idea? I mean, seriously, but that's just me. And like I said, I'm a big Winter Olympics fan with snowboarding. All right. So that's pretty much how I feel.
Hi, this is Jane Mattmayer.
Hi, Jane.
If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Mattmayer on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word PEACHY to get your second drink for free.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
Work, work, will you drive me crazy? Work, work, until the little bit.
This is WRJN as we join a little music explosion. The boys from Mansfield, Ohio.
Help me run, help me run.
and timeless hits right here on WRJN. As far as news, L.A. proved too much for the man, and quite a few celebrities who, for some reason, are coming home to their homes being robbed or in the house while they're being robbed, and in one case, sleeping through the robbery. Marlon Wayans is just, he's a comedian, real huge, used to be really, really huge, just still doing pretty good, but his brother, Keenan Wayans, was actually sleeping during the robbery. They apparently as quiet as mice, you know. They didn't want to wake the brother and all, you know, it would be disrespectful. Robbed them. And Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, they've had their home robbed twice in the past year. So a lot of things going on there. Marlon was upset about it, as you might think when you get robbed a ton of money. But apparently there's some ring robbing celebrities. And in Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell's case, they're actually thinking about moving out of L.A. now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are asking voters to move the power to spend federal money in Wisconsin from the governor to the legislature. It's the GOP response to the billions that came to Wisconsin because of the pandemic. There are two referendum questions on statewide ballots August 13th. Republicans are urging yes votes. Democrats are urging no votes. Senator Tammy Baldwin is rejecting calls for President Biden to resign. She tells WISN-TV's Up Front that Biden is capable of finishing out his term.
You have full faith in the president's ability, his mental acuity, as we sit here today to lead the nation.
I think the administration and Biden is perfectly capable of finishing out the term.
The president himself.
The president himself.
Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A biker suffered a broken wrist and road rash after crashing into a school bus on I-94 in Kenosha County. The crash Friday happened when two sport bikes were reportedly weaving through traffic at speeds of up to 140 miles an hour. One ended up changing lanes and hit the back of a bus. A 20-year-old Milwaukee man was cited for having no insurance and failure to maintain control. There were no kids on the bus. It'll be a hot and humid week of weather. Temps will be reaching the mid to upper 80s with rain chances through Friday. The National Weather Service warns that high dew points will make it feel even hotter, possibly into the 90s. The latest coming up in the forecast. A $100 incentive is in place for people in Racine. The City of Racine's Department of Community Safety wants people to take part in creating a comprehensive safety plan. There's an opportunity for folks to share their perspectives on what safety means to them and how the city can better address their needs. Those taking the online survey will be entered into a raffle for a chance to win a $100 gift card. There's more on the city's website. There were 24 criminal arrests and 100 county ordinance citations given out during the Country Thunder Music Festival. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says underage alcohol violations topped the list with 54 citations. Disorderly conduct accounted for the highest number of criminal arrests at 10. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. The mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Bye.
Texas, WRJN. Thinking about taking my grandkids to a movie. I was going to take them to Deadpool and Wolverine until I found out that movie has an R rating. I'm like, what? An R rating. Oh, maybe I can take them to that serial killer movie, Trap Me. No R rating. Oh, good heavens. Some of these movies are really demonic this year, and I mean that seriously because I saw the little clips of them last time I was in a movie for Twisters.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of
that I
Local News and Timeless Hits are back right here on WRJN. Edison Lighthouse, Love Grows, where my rosemary goes. And a cousin who's struggling with some health issues. So what he does for fun is sends me what events are going on today. Kind of like today is Global Tiger Day. It's chicken wing day, which is great because I was wondering what I was going to have for supper. I just go out and get some chicken wings or lasagna day. So your choice. And of course, today is also National Lipstick Day, which in my case, every day is National Lipstick Day. Coming up, we've got news with Stuart J. Waddles, our local news of Mike Clemens with sports. And that's just minutes away right here on WRJN.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Score a William Contreras Brewers City Connect replica jersey giveaway at the game against the Reds on August 10th, courtesy of Hubie and Abraham. The first 30,000 ticketed fans to enter the gates will get the replica jersey. Grab seats at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Yeah.
home for local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN with news just minutes away. As far as the weather forecast today, yeah, cloudy, some showers here and there, maybe even a thunderstorm. Bigger chance of heavier thunderstorms tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Why do you tell me a
hits. WRJN.
shadow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand.